flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Happy Friday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. What you laughing at?
Figgy's just trolling me all morning.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Who's that coach? Why don't you report that then? Report what, Figgy? I don't know what you're talking about.
Report that coach. Report that coach.
No,
all
he's right. Not talking about that.
Yeah, man. A funky Friday here on
Figgy's feeling funky.
Sun.
Funky Figgy.
Am I?
I don't know.
I'm good. I'm ready for New Orleans, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I think we all are. It's excited, really excited to head out to be on Radio Row out there in New Orleans all next week. Shout out to Flight by Yingling, helping us get out there. Low T Center. Exclusive furniture with that hot seat. There are hot seats.
Are they bringing the Lazy Boy chair out there?
I believe so. So I feel like we're going to get great guests, if for no other reason than compared to every other station out there and every other outlet. I feel like people are going to look over and be like, that looks comfortable.
Hell,
I
want to go talk to them. We got a recliner, man.
I want to go talk to them.
Hell, I might sit there.
Yeah.
Just keep it warm for the guests.
No, you're not. Well, you might be able to make that work. I was like, you're not in the hot seat, but just keeping it warm for the guests. I feel like that's a heady play by you. All right, let's turn our attention back to this Texans offensive coordinator search, as it feels like the name that a lot of people really enjoyed, really wanted for this job. In fact, hell, I got to a point where I was like, yeah, keep it simple, stupid, go here, and that's Chip Kelly. It feels very much like he is not in the running, as we've gotten even more names involved in the coaching search. No C.J. Stroud, and not C.J. Stroud, no Chip Kelly. That is one of those things where you see a name as you're talking, and what you're seeing is what comes out of your mouth instead of what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no Chip Kelly, and Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 is going pretty far as...
It's kind of like a drive-by, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was kind of like a drive-by.
Yeah, so he put together a video where he was, you know, just basically talking about Texan situations in general. And in the course of that, he made a quick quick allusion to Chip Kelly.
That he's going to be going back to Ohio State. And I went, wait, what? You know how I felt about this. I've been a little skeptical from the very get-go.
Do we have to give Lopez his props? Like, I bag on Lopez quite a bit.
He reported. He ain't getting no credit.
All right. Well, Lopez got a little... I mean, he got real testy.
Closed mouths don't get fed, man.
Oh, Lopez with a closed mouth on Wednesday? No, he was talking it. He was like, who has reported this?
Nobody. Nobody reported it. It was all, like, fingers crossed. Oh, I hope. You know, hope upon hope.
It seemed like people were just pointing.
They wanted
it. Yeah.
How about Chip Kelly? I'm like, me too. I would love to have Chip Kelly. But I'm like, who's saying that they're actually going to interview him? No one. And then, of course, Aaron Wilson just kind of, like I said, kind of a drive-by. I said, oh, yeah, he's going back to Ohio State. Nothing to see here. I'm like, was there ever anything to see? And okay.
I don't know. But Chip Kelly, who, you know, I think even recently, I think yesterday, he was seen posing with the recruit.
3 days in a row.
He is doing the college football thing, which is ABC.
Yeah.
Always be recruiting. He is out there recruiting, which I don't know that would inherently mean that there's no way that he makes to the NFL ranks again. But it seems very, very mm-hmm. much like he is happy where he is. Maybe he even gets a nice pay bump. Yeah. That's one of the things we speculated. But with that being the case, now how comfortable are you with the candidate pool? And I think you kind of had some Chip Kelly thoughts if he was to kind of open up.
Yeah, look, I think here's what I think has happened the entire time and why Chip Kelly became a hot name. I think the Texans have had an eye on him, have kind of thought, well, maybe even someone somewhere made a connection and say, hey, would you be interested in the Texans? Maybe not them themselves, but you know how this game works. So I think he's kind of been out there like, let's see if Chip Kelly might be interested. But it never really flourished from there. It never really developed. So what I think people are saying is like, if they get the right signals, maybe Chip Kelly would come into play. But then I started thinking, okay, let's say that happens because it's not over yet. I mean, there's, what, 7 official interviews so far?
That's right.
And Chip Kelly is not one of them. But let's say all of a sudden he goes, I'll talk.
Not just Chip Kelly. You don't really have a lot of dudes who have a particular level of experience.
Just one. And he's in your building.
Yeah, Bill Lazor.
Yeah. But let's say they bring in, you know, that something happens and Chip Kelly all of a sudden reconsiders and there actually is a report that he's going to he's gonna speak with the Texans. I started thinking, looking at him, and is he a great fit for C.J. Stroud? Other than the Ohio State connection, which they didn't really cross paths,
They did cross paths. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you get Chip Kelly, who runs just a wide open offense, even at the NFL level. He ran it. Your offensive lineman, you put more of a burden on your offensive lineman. You put more of a burden on bigger wide receivers to block. You run more of a zone, an actual zone read, which we all want, I think. C.J. Stroud to maybe use his legs some more.
Yeah, I feel like, and I mean, he basically said as much at the end of the season that, look, cat's out of the bag, and I think I need to implement this more. To what degree that actually looks like is I think, worth discussing at some point.
Sure.
But yeah.
But I think we would want that.
Sure, I'm with you.
But actual, you know, zone reads and, you know run pass options and all that stuff, is that a really good fit for the personnel you have?
The personnel that you have right at this moment, I don't know. Yeah, like,
I have no clue.
There's something to be asked about, like, what the personnel that you have at this moment actually does do well, mm-hmm. right? Because it does feel like, all right.
What exactly is it you do here?
With all due respect is the way that I want to put that out there. No, I mean, the offensive line seemed to respond better to, like, gap scheme type things. But, you know, is that the full, mm-hmm. you know, idea or are you going to be able to, like, RPO in the same way that, you know, I feel like they probably need to mm-hmm. add? That's one of those things that I liked. I think just the prospect of a dude with the level of experience and a dude who would probably bring something a little bit different was interesting.
No, that is absolutely interesting.
It's evident that he is no longer, or maybe not fully no longer on the table, but I feel like we have to get ourselves to a place where you've talked to quite a few people mm-hmm. and they're in an entirely different vein. Even than Chip Kelly. Like, I'm interested in with the group that they've put together. It's a lot of young guys. It's a lot of guys that maybe you look at to bring some fresh, innovative ideas mm-hmm. Coaching wise. And I know that for some people, especially if that was the reason, like being a young guy was the thing that you did not like about Bobby Slowick, that then feels a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it seems very evident, at least with the 7 guys that you got there, minus Bill Lazor, who is an internal candidate that I think that is a large reason why you give him a look there. It's a lot of young guys here. And so Chip Kelly maybe doesn't even fit with that kind of profile that seems like you're starting to develop on the OC search.
But he has his advantages. But he has his advantages, obviously. But let's hear from Jason Kelsey. And tell me, I want you and Figgy and our listeners, 713-572-4610. Tell me after you hear this, if you think Laremy Tunsil, Shaq Mason, and Tytus Howard.
Oh, man, picking on these dudes.
Well, they're the three that are obvious. Number one could fit in this offense, and number two could drop at minimum 20 pounds.
The Chip Kelly's offense, I remember the scale saying 270 something. I was like, oh crap, I gotta eat some food.
But yeah. I feel like for your game, like that's not, I mean.
Well, in Chip's offense, it wasn't that bad because it was all no, like there was no stopping. So it like benefited you a little bit to be lighter. It did not transition well for when we stopped and huddled. It was actually a big transition going back to Doug's offense because I forgot how much when the defense has more energy, how much more that impacts how well they bull rush and how hard they
especially
play.
Especially later in drives.
Yeah. Three and outs. It was a lot of Chip's offense was like three and outs over scoring. Like it was a one of those things where like when we built momentum, it was really hard to stop. It was hard sometimes to get that
to get going.
Yeah.
So are those guys willing to maybe lose 20 pounds, be more nimble, and be guys that can run Chip Kelly's offense?
And I think it's worth noting that is, you know, Chip Kelly, when he first came to the league, coming off of that Oregon job where he was very, very in on, like, the speed and the, you know, the tempo offense, where I think he's walked that back a little bit. Yeah. You watched a lot of Ohio State, and it's not like they were playing.
It was not like that.
No. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that there is a little bit of versatility.
It ain't look like that Oregon offense he was running at one point.
Right, but I mean, I think that if he would want to come in and have that level of tempo, that does not feel like something that fits the personnel that you have right now, even though I think a lot of people would like to see a significant change in the personnel. I think also you have to consider what you have in building, even if you hope to maybe change it, because you'd be in a really bad place if you go, no, we're going to change the personnel, and then you look up and you go, actually, we probably can't. Can you make do with this?
Yes.
With a offensive coordinator you
Which is kind of what Bobby Slowick went through.
I could see that as well.
Yeah.
From the 281, John. Sounds like the Texans need the Bobs. Don't do that. I'm just going to tell you right now. Don't do that. Why are you doing that? What was that for? But yeah, man, looks like Chip Kelly might be out of the running here. And as if, I guess the better way of saying it is he might not have ever been in the running.
Yeah, I wonder if he, I feel like he actually want to try to get back in the NFL as a head coach.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know if he want to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
He's 61 years old, making $3 million a year or whatever it is. And or 2.5, I think, and is do a big raise, and he's got a bird's nest on the ground, man. I mean, yeah. You know, he's just sitting there.
And yeah. I think if he do really good at Ohio State this season, I think I could see a team giving them a chance to be a head coach.
Maybe.
Because he was a head coach before, and those first 2 years was actually okay.
Yeah.
He went 10-6.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. What things are frustrating to wait on but worth the wait? Shout out to Bregman and the OC. Well, 713-572-4610. We'll do it next.